Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, Brandon Bing and I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. I am back. Boom. Back in the New York groove. Higgity back. Boom. Back in the New York groove. On today's I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, we are talking about the sudden passing of everybody's friend, America's dad, the great Bob Saget, which was very devastating, very sad. Plus, I have the young shooter, all that and more in a hard-hitting I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Yes. Mm. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This right here is the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Let's fucking go. Thanks to Pretty Litter for supporting the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Unlike traditional litter, Pretty Litter super light crystals trap odor and release moisture. Get the world's smartest litter without leaving home. Get 20% off your first order by visiting prettylitter.com and use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. The young shooter has his gorgeous cat, Pablo. His cat is going nuts over Pretty Litter. I want to thank True Bill for supporting the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. From forgotten free trials to automatic renewals, True Bill is your secret weapon to save you money on subscriptions you do not need. Go right now to truebill.com/champ. It could save you thousands a year. Nobody likes being billed. They try to sneak it past you all the time. Go to truebill.com/champ. It could save you thousands a year. Boom. I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming live and direct from New York City. Brand New Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is in su casa. Boom. Hope everybody's feeling good. I hope everybody's feeling safe. I hope everybody's feeling sane. Your name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Captain Colitis. From the Caucasus Mountains, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Jewish James Dean. And we do not have video. We do not have proof of the Butler suit. So this is not the one we owe you, but we do have the young shooter all the way from Los Angeles, California, joining us. Like I said, I did promise that the young shooter will show proof of being in that Butler uniform, but unfortunately, we couldn't do the video today because we've just been hectic. But listen, we do have the young shooter. Boom. There he is. Dean Collins, a.k.a. Boom, the young shooter, a.k.a. that dude on that international McDonald's commercial. You see him slinging. What are you slinging? Quarter pounders? What are you doing there, shooter?
There's quarter pounders, there's chicken McNuggets. They have been called. A lot of people have been calling me Big Mac Collins lately, which it's got a nice ring to it.
I like that. Big Mac Collins is in the building.
Yes, thank you, Michael. I'm happy to be here via Zoom.
When people call you Big Mac Collins when you're walking down the street, like what do you say? Like, are you surprised by it? Are you taken back by it? Like, what? Like, how do you feel? I mean, that's a cool nickname. It ain't no Gringo Mandingo, but it ain't bad.
I think Big Mac Collins is fantastic. There's a lot. There's a lot they've given me. I can't even name all of them, but it feels great. I didn't realize the commercial was going to be playing as much as it has. They're playing it during, you know, NFL, Warriors games, Sunday Night Football, The Bachelor. So I'm getting a lot of people reaching out. But I'm just happy they're playing the commercial. And this is one of many to come for this year. We're starting off the year right.
Yeah, well, starting off the year, you got to stay safe, sane, and slinging.
They say stay sane, but it's like...
You got to stay sane.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't think I've ever actually stood sane. You know what I mean? Like, I'm safe. I'm safe in my apartment, but the sanity part, I don't think that's realistic for people right now.
You don't think you've ever been legitimately sane?
I really don't think so. As the years go by and I get older, I'm starting to realize, like, I'm like, yeah, this might be permanent. This might be like a perpetual state of insanity.
What you have.
People say stay... What I have, I can't speak on behalf of everybody else, but you say stay safe, stay sane, but it's like, I can only do one of those, my friend. I can't do all of them. It's one or the other here. So, I am staying...
Your insanity, you can't even... Would you go so far as to blame it on Corona, or that's you've been fucking with...
Oh, no. That's another funny thing is, you know, I'm saying like, yo, I'm like kind of fucked up in the head.
No
like,
shit.
I don't know what's been going on. And people are like, oh, well, you know what? It makes a lot of sense, COVID. And I'm like, no. This has been going on since I was 17. This is way before COVID. So I appreciate people, you know, blaming it on the virus, but I think the virus has nothing to do with it.
I like that angle.
What about you? Are you staying sane?
I have to say I'm sort of like you. I never put it in the words that you did, and I like the way you put it there. I've always been out of my fucking mind. And I will say that I have been adamant about not letting this time make me go nuttier. But I have been out of my fucking mind. And because I came up with that now infamous motto, stay safe, stay sane, keep your head on a swivel, I work on that. Like, I say that to myself. I don't just say that on the podcast. Like, I really mean that. One thing that pushed me, my sense of sanity, sniff, is when I was flying back from Denver. By the way, I have to tell you, the shows in Denver were fucking awesome.
Yeah, what did I miss? How was that?
The crowds in Denver were awesome. Shout out to all the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast fans. There were fans the rest of the weekend. I mentioned on the first, the podcast, the first show, that I didn't hear anybody. After that, every single show, Dingo, Gringo Man, Dingo. I saw my man sitting in the front row, said that he dressed like the Jewish James Dean. I heard all of it. I appreciate all of it. I got to meet a handful of people. They were really adamant, and I was really being careful about, you know, just staying put and not meeting people. But you have no idea what it means to me when people that listen to the podcast show up to the show. I hear you all. I see you all. My man who was sitting in the front row, my man had the sparkle jacket. He had the Michael Jackson hat, Michael Jackson sparkles on. Said he was the Jewish James Dean. Like, I'm just like, okay, my people are here. So I appreciate that so much. But coming back from Denver, you know, ready to go home, out during the vacation, during the holidays, you know, five shows, don't want to get coronavirus. I'm on live TV, Wendy Williams. The last thing I would want to do is show up at the Wendy Williams show and not be able to do it. I get off the plane. I had two bags checked. This hasn't happened to me in years. I don't even know when the last time this has happened to me. My fucking bag, United Airlines, wasn't on the plane. My big bag was. My second bag wasn't at the baggage check. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I got football to watch. I go to the line. I go to the complaint office. It was literally like a Starbucks. I go in there. They said, where's your ticket tag? I showed them the ticket tag. Luckily, I kept it. They punch it in. They said, your bag didn't make the flight. It's in Denver. It's coming on the next flight. It's arriving in a few hours. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yep.
Wow.
He gave me a receipt. Boom, boom. I was shocked. It was literally, it takes longer to order a Starbucks. Like if you have a convoluted, confusing order at Starbucks, it took longer. He found my bag that quickly and it took a little bit longer than I wanted, but I just got
no,
the bag.
No, you can't come. No, don't say
what?
That. Don't
what?
Say it took a little bit longer than you wanted. The fact that you got your bag is incredible.
And it happened so quick.
Is that VIP service?
No,
that
it was nothing. It's just the way they have. Yo, when they give you your baggage claim ticket, keep that shit. Because especially United Airlines, their shit is in the 2022 shit. Like they had some, homeboy knew my bag was in Denver literally in 30 seconds. I was bugging. I said, well, that's cool. How do you know my bag is in Denver? If you knew it's in Denver, why didn't it make my flight?
Right.
But I didn't want to get, I was just so impressed with it. I said, I appreciate it. Anyway, I just got my bag. I wasn't comfortable not having my bag because all my shit was in there. I got my...
Well, what was in there? What was so important? I mean, look, okay. I don't want to lose my bag either, but what was in the bag? Give us a little rundown of what was in that bag.
My medication, my...
We need that bag back ASAP.
Right. My Lexapro was in the fucking bag. Okay. My probiotics for my stomach were in the bag, which, let me tell you something. I'm not going to go down the ulcerative colitis rabbit hole here. But I will say this, and keep me on topic here. I've been on some probiotics and some, what is it, babe? Some supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, for the first time in 20-something years, literally, 30-something years, I'm off all medication for my ulcerative colitis.
Wow, that's impressive.
Fuck to my wife. Yo, for real.
Keeping you healthy.
Yo, thank you. It's crazy. I'm off right now. Like, yo, I'm on no medication and I have nothing going on with my ulcerative colitis. It's literally been since I'm 16 years old. I've been on some sort of medication. We're talking fucking steroids, all sort the shit that fucked up my immune system. So my probiotics were in there too. One cashmere sweater. You are talking to the king of cashmere. Some underwear, some socks. My whole toiletry bags, like a real bag. It wasn't like, you know, it's a bag. It's a checked bag. I mean, why would I have to prove to you? Why should I be upset about my... And I feel like you're like, well, why are you making a big deal about your bag? Like, if I can't carry it on, it's a big enough bag that I have to check.
No, listen, once you tell me your Lexapro is in there, I'm with you. This is like a treasure chest that someone's going to find because you need that. You can't go a day without that Lexapro.
No,
I mean, if this is what you're like on Lexapro...
Yes. Good point.
Without the Lexapro is absolutely terrifying to imagine. So
no doubt. What kind of mood stabilizers are you on these days? Anything?
Oh my God! You should see if I could turn my camera over to. I have my phone.
Well,
we're not
videotaping anything today, so we can't.
If I had a camera, I would turn it to my pharmacy right here. But I'm on that vitamin D3. I'm on that cholesterol medication, Lipitor. Heart disease runs in my family. I'm on that Zoloft. I'm weaning off of my Zoloft, so I got a scale and a nail file to kind of shave off the pills, going very slow. I'm going 5% every 2 to 3 weeks until I stabilize. I'm currently on that 44 milligram. I'm on that finasteride. I could go down the list. You think you have problems, my friend. I told you about that sanity shit in the beginning. I'm half your age and,
listen,
you know, I'm 20 years your,
You're fucking, you're gonzo. You're nuts.
I know. See, that's what's cool though, is it's debatable for me. Like people are going, oh, like that's a debatable question. For you, that there's no debate if you're gone. We already know.
That's just because you put on a happy face, like out in the world. I've never had the happy face to put on. I've never been able to contain myself because people, the misinterpretation about Dean Big Mac Collins is that it's like, oh, hunky-dory. Mm-hmm. This is not everything that it's cracked up to be.
This guy's a fucking nut job in the best way. But like, right. Because you're like, you know, you, I don't know. People think like, oh, he's just, and like, they see the videos like, why are you being so mean to him? I'm like,
no, it's a skill. It's a skill. I pride myself on like being able to put on a, you know, like I'm faking it through the day kind of a thing. Fake it till you make it.
Fake
and
it,
I can't
yeah.
let someone... I mean, I can't let somebody see the real me, but I am open to somebody seeing the real me. You know, if you're looking for a project, if you're looking for someone to kind of like fix, my DMs are open. I would love to find a girl. I'm also looking for like another anxious, depressed girl. I think that would be fun.
I don't think that would work out good for you, an anxious, depressed girl. Because I think one of the things that I've learned at 51, soon to be 52 years old, is that I feel like the best relationships are when it's balanced. For instance, you know, a lot of times we're attracted to like, you know, somebody like, oh, we're the same person. You know, she's just like me or he's just like me. No, run, walk away. You do not want your lover, your wife, the person that you, that could be good for friends, like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever, but you do not want the person who, your romantic person, to be just like you. Number one, you want them to be better than you. Who the fuck wants to be just like you? Number two, you need a balance. That is the one thing that I've learned. You need that balance with your, what do you call it? Your mate? What do they call it, a mate?
Yeah, your soulmate, your spouse.
They call it a mate?
I'm just looking for a girlfriend. I'm not even looking for a mate right now. I'm looking for an edgy girlfriend. I hear you.
So what do you want? Like tattoos? You know? Like piercings?
I will tell you, like, my preference of a girl, like my go-to, my type is like jet black hair, dark hair, blue eyes, pale skin, and some nice tattoos scattered around. Like that is...
Like how many tattoos?
It doesn't have to be. It could be.
Will you judge the tattoos? Because you have that shit tattoo on your shoulder that looks like it looks like a dog, and you got a tattoo that's supposed to be a wolf.
It's fucking embarrassing.
It is not a dog. It looks like a wolf.
No, it doesn't look like a wolf.
No. It doesn't look like a wolf.
It looks like a dog.
It looks like a dog that fucked a bear.
It looks like a
dog that got fucked by a bear. It looks like the child, it looks like the rape child of an animal rape of a bear that fucked a dog, and then that's what came out is on your shoulder as a tattoo.
You're not wrong. I'm not going to argue with that. It's like a corgi on its third stint in rehab, and for some reason she drew eyelashes on it. I went in there and I said, I want a wolf, and she said, I got you, homie, say no more.
It was a woman who did it?
It was a woman who did it.
She said, I got you, homie, say no more.
No, but what if she did and I came out with that shit? I mean, what the fuck?
But did she say, was she confident like that? Like, I got you, like, no problem?
No, I mean, she drew it. She was drawing it still on her iPad like an hour before. And I showed up to the appointment. She was like, how about this? And I was like, oh. And if you think this is bad on my arm, you should have seen before. I worked with her on that. It was bad. I was considering getting it removed. I just actually had an endoscopy not too long ago to check some shit with myself. And
What's an endoscopy?
Like, it's where they put a tube down your mouth and looking into your stomach to make sure everything's okay. And like right as they're about to inject me with that Michael Jackson, that propofol, I was in my gown. They looked at my arm and they were like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's a tattoo. And they were all cracking up. They were like, oh, there's no way. You didn't do that like... consciously get that done. I had to lie, and because it was too embarrassing to say I chose it. And I said, oh, you know, I was drunk.
I was in Mexico. Ha, 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 ha,
yeah. And they were like, yeah, it's horrible. So I'm looking to get it covered up.
Yeah, you need to get it. You've been saying that for a while though now. How old were you got that ink?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Has it been 10 years now?
No, man, I was 27. I'm going to be, that's the problem. It's like people think I got it when I was like, young and
that would be an excuse if you were like 18, 19. You got it when you were a grown ass man.
No, I just embrace it now. Okay, like it sucks, but anyway, I'm glad you found your bag. And
thank you.
It's
I didn't find like it. They had it. They got it to me. And thank you. I need that.
Remember, like Meet the Parents when Ben Stiller loses his bag and it's like a 2-day ordeal and he's like, I can't. I need my fucking bag. And it's like, that's like totally outdated now, you know? I mean, you can get your bag, no problem.
Yeah, they got their shit together. They, shout out to them, they got their shit together, but you need to keep that bag tag because sometimes I throw them away. I'm too like cocky with it. Keep that fucking tag. Anyway, enough with the bag. Okay. Enough with the bag. I also have to give a shout out because I looked so good on Wendy Williams so far. I got this custom suit. My guy Adam Ross, the motherfucking suit boss. Adam Ross, the motherfucking suit boss. Shout out to my man OG Paul Wall, who connected me with the suit boss. My man got me laced looking, yo. My wife was like, yo, what is that? Like, I'm out there with the custom suits, and this just adds into my, because first it was the King of Cashmere, GQ magazine, you know, the row, everybody knows what it is, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. I'm walking out to Wendy Williams, mouth agape. Motherfuckers are like, yo, what's happening? And I'm like, yo, it is what it is. Like, this whole Michael Rapaport at 51, going to be 52, looking good on the yard, it's real, and can't stop, won't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
I think it's like, it's great because you get the best of both worlds. Like, you're doing the talk show stuff, you're killing that, but it's also like a fashion show for you. You're able to really show the world what you're made of and what you could wear. And I just think it's, honestly, I think everything you've been rocking is great. I'm just happy you're not wearing the purple sweater, the Grimace sweater anymore.
I'm wearing that Friday on the Wendy show. I've already made
okay,
that.
Okay, don't wear that.
I'm wearing that. I did a poll on the last podcast, and the listeners, the friends, the Rappa Pack, they said, rock it one more time.
Okay.
What, you think I look like? What?
No, I just thought it was very Grimace from McDonald's. A little Barney.
That, but a lot of people were like, you look dope.
So I didn't hear anyone.
You didn't hear anybody? Well, they were DMing me, homie, and they said, fuck with that Grimace. They said, go for
okay.
it. Rock that Grimace.
I support it totally. I didn't realize you were having it on this show, so I would have never said that if I didn't.
Because now, I am wearing it one more time because it's Friday. Friday show on the Wendy Williams, more relaxed. And the people said, definitely rock it. I think one person said, don't rock it. So now it's two. It's you.
No, I think it's great, man. I just like to keep it real sometimes, but I think it's great. I think it's going to be fantastic for the Friday show. So.
When I said to you, you were actually with me when I got that sweater. Mm-hmm. When we were going to get that sweater from my man, the Jake LaMotta of Ron Herman. Shout out to my man, Matt, who gave
me... Matt is the fucking shit.
Yo, you... They gave
Matt
me,
is the fucking dude, by yo, the way. Yo,
that was one of the best gifts I've ever gotten in my life. Ron Herman, where I got most of my cashmere in Los Angeles, because I've talked about them with no agenda in mind. With no agenda in mind, they gave me, for Christmas, a beautiful brown and gray cashmere sweater, and they got it embroidered in the tag, the King of Cashmere, plus a cashmere hat, plus they gave Mrs. Rappaport a cashmere sweater and a cashmere hat. I was damn near crying when they... You damn near cried.
I saw you. I literally thought you were going to cry. I'd never seen you react to a gift like that, ever.
But when I did purchase what you're referring to as my Grimace sweater, rudely and meanly, it's mean-spirited that you're calling it Grimace.
I love Grimace. I love Grimace, man. It wasn't supposed to be a shot at you.
It was a shot.
I love Grimace. I just...
You're saying said you're up on Wendy Williams looking like Grimace and shit. You said those exact words. You said you're up on live TV walking around like Grimace and shit.
Well, I told you, are you wearing this to the rehearsal or is this for the show? And you said this was for the show. And I said, this is a good rehearsal outfit, but there's no way that you should be wearing that on live television. I didn't realize that you were going out to that. So I apologize about it. But I look, are you going to wear that cashmere, the custom cashmere that you got at Ron Herman from Matt?
I wore that because I actually had to do the Nick Cannon show this week and I rocked my custom cashmere on there. Listen,
that's dope.
I don't have to give you my dress list. Okay,
you did. This was your idea.
I didn't have to go down like, what are you wearing? Like, I don't need a fucking like approval from you on what I'm going to be wearing throughout the week. I'm good to go.
I'm supporting you.
Nobody is asking, sniffing around, be like, yo, Dean Big Mac Collins, will you want to be in GQ magazine? I don't think that's happening anytime soon, Duke.
Okay, well,
no time soon, Duke.
Maybe not soon, but maybe you know it could happen, right? Like.
It could happen, but it ain't happened. Like my shit just came out. Like the ink is still like drying on my.
You're right.
Anyway, leave me alone. The point is that it's about being safe, sane, and keeping your head on a swivel. And The question I have for you is, did you hear about that new variant that they just announced?
What is it, Deltacron?
That Deltacron. You could Delta my fucking cron dick. I'm sick and tired of these. Every week they coming up with a new variant and this kooky bullshit. You heard about this, right? This cron?
I'm over it, man. I have to tell you, I am over it. This is no way to live your life. I'm not going to be fucking... They're trying to be fear mongers, and I'm not going to sit in my fucking shoebox apartment any longer. I know so many people who have gotten COVID. I'm not downplaying the whole virus, but at the same time, I know tons of fucking people who have had it, who've had barely any symptoms, or they've had a cold. And I, for some reason, you and I are like the last people fucking standing with this virus.
Knock on wood.
We have not got it, but
I don't want it. I'm not belittling it. I'm not teasing. Deltacron, Omicron,
I don't know about this Deltacron.
Whatever you're coming up with. You heard about that Deltacron, right? They're saying it's a mutation of both of them, the Delta and that Omni.
They're not going to scare me. I refuse to let them fucking scare me about this shit.
Do you want to storm the Capitol with me?
Yo.
Imagine you and me storming the Capitol with those lunatics. How sick that would be.
We would have fit right in too. I mean, they're all white bread, like.
Oh, we would have slipped right through the cracks. They would have. We'd have been like, "Oh, they're nut jobs." Also, we could have had our MAGA hats on.
Oh my God! Imagine if we were like on the run from that whole thing, and like they were trying to like catch us and everything. That'd be crazy.
I'd have on my "Don't Tread on Me" hat.
Right. You and I, if we put the two MAGA hats on, like people. I mean, we would like. That's the sad part. Is like we look like Donald Trump supporters. I don't feel
yes.
like it. But I don't feel like that inside, but on the outside, we could easily be those guys.
And then they would be like, is this a father and son? Don't tread on me duo right. here. Like, is this a family of, make America great guys? And we could be like, yeah, make America great. Don't tread on me. Blah, 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 and all that crazy. Let's go get the Capitol. And where's the zip ties, Billy Bob? And you could be like, I don't know. Can you do a Southern accent?
Sling Blade?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know me about Sling Blade, right?
You do that?
I love macaroni. I love my Louisiana chicken and my gumbo, and I love New Orleans.
Have you speaking of Sling Blade, great movie by Billy Bob Thornton.
Really good movie.
Really, yeah. Really good movie. Have you watched anything? What have you been seeing? I talked the other day about Zola. A few people said they saw Zola, which was a recommendation by you. Have you watched anything recently? Because you're in the lab checking out everything.
I loved Zola. I was telling you to fuck with Zola for the past 6 months. You finally got on that Zola train. I loved it. It was my favorite movie of the year. I think I've probably mentioned on the podcast like what other movies I really liked, but Come On with Joaquin Phoenix. And
I still haven't seen that. Everybody says that's really good.
That's a great movie. Power of the Dog was really good with Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm trying to think. I saw The Lost Daughter. Maggie Gyllenhaal directed it.
Oh, how is that?
It was okay. I was really looking forward to it. It's on Netflix.
What is it about?
It's weird. It's like Olivia Colman and Dakota Johnson, and Olivia Colman is a mother, and she's kind of like obsessed with Dakota Johnson's character, who's a mother, and Dakota Johnson's character loses her child.
Who's
on the
Dakota
beach.
Johnson?
She's a famous actress. She was
is she Don
Shades
Johnson's daughter?
No, she's actually. Maybe.
I think she's Don Johnson's daughter. The actor Don Johnson.
Her stepdad is Antonio Banderas.
Because Melanie Griffith was married to Don Johnson. That's his daughter, Dakota Johnson.
That's it.
Don Johnson is Miami Vice guy.
Yeah, she's really good. I don't know her. I've been to a few of her parties and stuff growing up in LA before she was an actress. She went to.
Is she your age?
Yeah, actually, I think she is my age. And she was always really nice, and she's. She's really talented, but
does she got tattoos and blue eyes? Because maybe you could go out with her.
Totally, I would love that. If Dakota Johnson happens to be listening to this,
Dakota Johnson, if you're out there listening,
you know what? Actually, no, because my ex-girlfriend's name is Dakota, and I don't want to date another Dakota. I'm like, I got PTSD with that name.
Well, you gotta listen. You gotta get out there, man. You gotta be in it to win it. You gotta unfold the loaf and be in it to win it. You can't have the loaf folded up so long. You don't use it. What happens? You don't use it. What happens?
You're not sexually active?
No, motherfucker. You don't use it. You lose it.
Oh, you're going to lose it. I am using it. I'm just not using it with somebody right now.
Oh, you're choking that chicken.
I didn't say that.
Okay, then what else are you doing? Because what is you talking about, homie? The fuck is you saying?
No, it's been about a month or two. I was seeing some Brazilian girl.
We know all about that Brazilian girl.
But I am putting myself out there. There are some girls out there, and I don't know. It's just with this fucking COVID bullshit. It's like you can't go to the movies. You can't go on a hike. You can't go to dinner.
Fuck you, man.
You know, I turned 30 during this fucking pandemic. Didn't you turn 50?
I turned 50 and 51. I'm planning on going out, getting wacky for my 52nd birthday, one way or another.
That's what I'm saying. I spent it at a fucking dinner table at my parents' condo, like my 30th. That's not how you should be spending your 30th. I think everybody is entitled to... I think everyone should have an opportunity to celebrate. Whoever turned like 30 or these milestone birthdays,
redo 50...
Redo it. It's not fair. I agree. It's like a fucking trilogy with this COVID. We're on the third year now.
And they timed it out perfect that they started this goofy shit again in January. You know, I'm doing Wendy Williams. There's, you know, the crew had to be the audience. There's no live studio audience.
It's so fucking
It's just
pathetic.
One thing after another with this. What the hell was I going to say? Have you watched anything else?
You know what I am watching right now? Well, I'm always watching 600 Pound Life. I'm always watching 1,000 Pound Sisters. But what I revisited, not really revisited, but we were very hopped up on 90 Day Fiancé during the pandemic.
Yes. Shout out to Big Ed.
Shout out to Big Ed. Shout out to Soulja Boy.
Shout out to the girl who's selling her farts. The girl who, allegedly, what's her name? The girl who sold...
Stephanie Motto
from that same season of 90 Day Fiancé, who was over there in Australia. She's saying she is selling her farts and making hundreds of thousands of dollars. And she got so gassed up, she started changing her diet and it backed her up. She had to wind up in the hospital. I think she's totally full of shit. That's my personal opinion.
She is full of shit, brother. No pun intended there.
Boom. But
I can't stand her.
She said she made $200,000 putting her farts in a jar. I don't buy it. I think she's fucking lying. I think she was nuts. I think this girl wants to be famous so bad, and there's nothing interesting about her. She's not that cute. I think she's wacky, and I think she's... I just don't believe anything about her. I think when she went to Australia, the girl who she was dating, she's a... what is she? She's gay, right? She's not even bisexual. I just think her whole thing, I think she's the scam con artist who thinks a lot higher than herself than the actual product.
I totally agree. I think she's insufferable. She was always my least favorite on 90 Day Fiancé, but I am watching the new season of 90 Day Fiancé.
How is it?
And so it's pretty good. I mean, look, nothing comes close to what we saw with Big Ed and what's his name? Remember Lana?
Lana David was great. It was a great season of 90 Day Fiancé during the pandemic.
Fantastic. But this new season is actually very good. And I want you to watch it so we can fucking talk about it again. But 90 Day is always great. It's not going away. Have you seen anything? What else have you seen that you've been really into?
I haven't seen anything. I've gotten some screen. I haven't seen anything. I need to see more, but I don't know what more there is to see. You know what a lot of people have been telling me to watch, and I heard it's got a really good reputation, is the show Yellowstone.
Oh, I know. I keep hearing about this. Is that with Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott was 1883, which was the precursor to that.
Oh,
Yellowstone
right.
is with Kevin Costner, my man Cole Hauser, who was in Higher Learning with me and a bunch of other things. And people are like, yo, it's dope. They said it's just the same setup. It's like almost like the Sopranos, you know, like country western. Like it's about family, betrayal, crime, all this shit. But I've had a lot of people say, yo, you need to fuck with Yellowstone. You need to watch Yellowstone. And people tell me about my man Cole Hauser. And the whole cast, they just said it's a very, very good show. I think I'm going to dip into that. People really like it.
Okay, I'll watch that. I think the last good show I watched was Dope Sick with Michael Keaton and Peter Sarsgaard. That was really good, but I need something new. So maybe Yellowstone's where it's at.
And did you hear that they came out with the Golden Globe Awards?
Who the fuck cares?
But
who
wait,
cares?
There was no show. They just like on a Monday morning, boom, they announced the Golden Globe Awards.
That's what I heard. They announced it. And it's like, okay, you do a private ceremony. No one's going. No one gives a shit. After the whole controversy of it being like,
there's no black people.
There's
no black people on the international critics. Like there's like none, not one, Not one black person internationally votes on those awards.
Is that true?
It was something like that, allegedly. You always got to say allegedly. It was like one allegedly. Or none. Or it might have been none. It was something where I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I've never really given a shit about the Golden Globes, but now it's like you're announcing these things in a private room and no one's there. Who cares? I am Rappaport
Podcast. Listen, I'm not a cat person, but I love the young shooter, a.k.a. Big Mac's cat. Okay, because the last time I went over there, his house smelled like there was no cat there. There were no stink bombs, okay? There was nothing. The young shooter has been using Pretty Litter, and what a difference it has made. Pretty Litter is kitty litter reinvented. Unlike traditional litter, Pretty Litter's super light crystals trap odor and release moisture, releasing dry, low-maintenance litter that doesn't smell. Thank goodness. You don't want your crib smelling like cat doo-doo. Pretty Litter arrives safely at your door in a small, lightweight bag that lasts up to a month. Now that the shooter's getting litter bags auto-shipped, the shooter does not have to deal with last-minute trips to the store, and the shipping is free. Get the world's most smartest litter without leaving home by visiting prettylitter.com. Use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, for 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com, promo code Rappaport for 20% off. Prettylitter.com, promo code Rappaport. On this very podcast, I have talked at length about how hard it is to cut the cord on these streaming subscriptions, these online subscriptions. They're trying to screw you left, right, and center. If you're suffering from way too many subscriptions, there is a way out, and you do not even have to talk to anybody. Let Truebill do the work and set you free. Save you money, save you time, save you hassle, save you stress. Let Truebill do the work. Average users save $720 a year using Truebill. I have already saved $436 myself. My wife saved $222 so far. We just started using the Truebill app. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you do not need, do not want, or simply forgot about. Just link your accounts, and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, $9 here, $4 there. Truebill has over 2 million users and has helped save them over $100 million. 2 million users and has saved them over $100 million. I'm telling you, I already use it. I love it. Like Truebill users Matthew B. who says, in a matter of seconds, I saved $660 for the year on my DirecTV bill, saved $120 for my year on the SiriusXM bill, and saved $840 a year on car insurance. Personally, I am telling you, I can't stand when they bill you. You don't see them coming. You don't know where they're coming from, robbing you and ripping you off. Do not fall for these subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/champ. Truebill.com/champ. I don't promote it if I don't use it. I do not promote it if I do not use it. Go to Truebill.com/champ. It could save you literally thousands of dollars a year. We have to talk about the passing of the great, I guess he's an icon. He was an icon before he passed just because of Full House and America's Funniest Videos. Bob Saget, comedian, who everybody in show business knew. He had been around for so long. You know, a guy that was referred to as one of the nicest people, you know, in show business, who I've met throughout the years, always been supportive of me. And I know you know him a little bit, and what a loss. Sad. He was found unresponsive in his hotel room doing shows. He had done a show in Orlando, and 65 years old, always looked good, didn't age, you know, was always lean and took care of himself, and just a real, real, real loss. So sudden, and somebody that, you know, you see all the tributes and the people are talking about him, especially in the comedy world. But this is a guy who, you know, Full House needs no introduction. And at one time, Full House and America's Top Videos were both on the air, and they were the two number one. He was the star of two number one shows at one time.
Yeah, it's a huge loss, man. I mean, I was absolutely in disbelief hearing about that. I know he always messed with you, like you guys have known each other. I happen to have known him. He's been a family friend of mine ever since I was born, funnily enough. And he's been really, really good friends with my parents, and I know his kids and all that stuff. And I was absolutely shocked to hear it, because this is not a guy who does drugs and doesn't take care of himself, like you said. And
yeah, he always looks good. He was lean and, you know.
And really, like what people are saying, I mean, one of the nicest guys on, I mean, in the entertainment industry and all that, but always been so nice. He was at my bar mitzvah.
Was he really?
Oh yeah, man. I flipped through the albums yesterday with my parents because, you know, it was a real shock. Like, we were very, very, spent every holiday.
I didn't know you were close to his family like that.
I went to both of his parents' funerals. Like, I was very, very, very close with him. And he, it's terrible. It's absolutely tragic. And he was such a wonderful guy. He really, really was such a wonderful guy. And you know, my parents are just kind of like, I think that they've been really devastated by it. And I think that they're just so in shock because it just reminds them of like their own mortality and being 65. I mean, he's next
65
to
65 is not old.
No, I mean, you know, life is brief and it just shows you just like... Yeah, absolutely terrible. Really,
that's
really
crazy.
Saddened by that.
Yeah, that was really, you know, it's just surprising and out of nowhere. And he had done apparently a really good gig. He did stand up in Orlando the night before and, you know, did a great show. I mean, this is just some sort of terrible, freaky thing. You know, there's no foul play. There's nothing. It's just...
Yeah, they said no drugs. They're completing the
autopsy.
He
wasn't a drug dude.
No, not at all. None of that shit. And he just left such an imprint on the comedy world and just with everybody that he had met and come across. Everyone's got stories with him, and no one has a bad thing to say about the guy. You know, he really was such a sensitive guy. Like every time that I would talk to him or my family would be around him and stuff like that, he was always like on the verge of tears talking about something so like mundane. It would like, you wouldn't expect it from him, but he was very emotional guy. Like he felt things very deeply, and it's really sad, man. It's really, really sad.
Damn, that's crazy. I didn't know you were like knew him like that. I knew that your family knew him, but I didn't know you knew him like that. Yeah, it was a big loss, Bob Saget. And you know, we just got to continue to just, like I said, stay safe, stay sane.
Yep.
Try to do them as much as you can throughout the day, because this shit, you know, anything could happen out here. Anything could happen out here. And, you know, I'll say this publicly to you, the Big Mac. We always have this because, God forbid, you know, in 30, 40 years, something happens to me, I will give you the password to my Instagram account because I need that fucking, that voice, those videos. I was thinking about doing some posthumous videos and locking them like in a safety deposit box.
You'd be like, hey, guys, if you're watching this, like, I'm already gone.
Yeah, I've been gone for 2 years, guys. I'm back. I want to make sure that everybody knows that I always thought LeBron James wasn't as good as Michael Jordan. And, you know, and I just want to make sure people understand that, you know, although I've been gone for 4.5 years now, Dick Stain Donald Trump could suck this dick.
You got to do it like just every year. You should be like, it's 2025 now. It's 20 or what? It's not going to be 2025, but
no, it'll be 20, like 50 something or 2060, something like that. Yeah. Don't put that on me.
I'm not putting that on you, but I feel like, you know, I mean, this is dark humor, but I feel like, you know, at your funeral, like, you know how you have the families up front and who gets to sit like up front, who would be right up at the front for you would be your cell phone would have a reserved seat like right next to the casket, like the infamous
ranting
cell phone.
And screaming and all that shit.
Yeah, but
they
anyway,
just put like my social media videos are just playing on a loop.
That would be so good. We'd have like, anyway, that would be, that's really funny. But yeah, it just goes to show you, man, it's just, you never know when it's your time. And going back to the Bob Saget thing, it was like, he posted on Instagram, like such a full of life post about how he felt like he was 26 again doing comedy and he's never felt better.
Damn.
And he can't wait for his special. And it's like less than a day later, you know? It's terrible. So life is short.
Yeah,
life is sweet.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Thoughts and prayers to his family. And I mean, I'm sure your parents, Lee and Harvey, respectfully, are upset about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's horrible. So
anyway, all right, Shooter. Like, I hate to end on a glum note, but, you know, we're pumped up about you being the king of slinging burgers. We know you have something else in the works that we cannot say what it is, but people will see it.
I will be people shooting it.
Because you were supposed to come to Denver. You couldn't make it to Denver. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, who knows what you're going to be up to? Because you've been canceling and canceling and canceling.
Yeah.
I am performing in Tacoma, Washington.
Yes.
February 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
February 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I will be in Tacoma, Washington with you. I can say that right now. Unless another commercial pops up and they need me on those dates, I will be there in Tacoma, Washington, because the commercials do take precedent over your shows. No offense to the shows, but I need to keep slinging burgers. You will be seeing me in some car commercial pretty soon. We'll be shooting that in a couple days. And
yes.
And we're just trying to keep the momentum going right off the bat here in January.
We got to keep it going. We got to keep it going. Then we got to find you a dark-haired girl with pale skin, blue eyes,
yes, and
tattoos, and assorted tattoos all over her body.
If that is you... My DMs are open. Please reach out.
Yeah, if you are out there, the DMs are open, and the young shooter, he's out there. But I am going to be in Tacoma in February, the 3rd, 4th, the 5th, and then I'll be in West Palm, the February 10th, 11th, and 12th, then Boston, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, the Buffalo, the 24th, 25th, 26th, and then March 4th and 5th, I'll be in Pittsburgh. All that is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. There's more shows I'm going to put up. But in the meantime, just continue to stay safe, stay sane, stay disruptive. Keep your motherfucking head on a swivel. And we came, we saw, we disrupted. And let's get out of here, Shooter. Miles Jordan, take us out of here with something real nice, yes. Take me out of here with something real proper, okay? But most importantly, take me out of here with something real loud
real funky.
And real...
Fuck, nope. Man. I think I should just not say it anymore because I always fuck it up.
Say it. But you're jumping in too early.
Real loud and real funky. Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
Take me out of here with something real loud. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real funky. God damn it. Just take me out of here with something real funky. I'm out.